glass, let's say veranda, which say three or four people had just walked and had got past it and it fell down. And there was a building beside me, which I don't know what it looks like because I couldn't see from the car, and I didn't really want to look, but I heard the most horrendous noise from that. And I just, well, I don't think it was a decision, it was instinct, and I just kept on driving along Salisbury Street with all the liquefaction coming through and the lumps in the road and what have you. Turned onto Barbadoes Street and the bridge was mounted, but people were driving over it. Well, the tar seal was up like that, and I carefully drove over it. And as soon as I did that, the police stopped anybody else going. And I still kept going and managed to get home. I didn't really see a lot of stuff along the way because I didn't want to I had to concentrate on the road and cars.
Mm-hmm.
But I got home, and there was a mess in the flat, but it's very, very livable. But no, there was no water, no power, and no sewage. So, but now we've got power back on 4 days later.
I am such a
and, but we've got a wonderful water supply across, it takes me 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes to get across the road on an angle, and last year they were digging this artesian well, it was bang, 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 like earthquake full time, and it sort of it was annoying in a way, but then now I'm grateful because they've piped the water, and they've got 6 taps off this pipe out on the footpath so everyone can go and get water. So that's...
Where do you live?
The corner of Linwood Avenue and St John's Road.
Oh, no, I forget. Yeah.
Where are you doing?
We're in Brookhaven. But then I imagine well that you, when you should see that now, they've got the same thing. They've got it piped up on down in the street. It's just amazing.
It's incredible. When I went past, I couldn't believe it that day, because I was busy making a plan in my head thinking, because I hadn't had much diesel and I knew I couldn't get any more for a bit. And I was thinking, it's silly to go all the way out home. I must be able to get more barrows and spades from around Keshley somewhere, because I knew there was no liquefaction through there. And I thought, all I have to do is solve the water problem. And then I saw that, well, water! Filled up the water container.
It's just a godsend.
It is.
And they're so, yeah, I mean, they just man it. 24 hours. Coming out, but I said to Wayne last night, as the water's rushing down the gutter, because obviously people have filled up a lot now, so it's not that huge queues for it, but it's like, oh, get some buckets. Gotta save this.
And they were saving it to start off with, but it comes, it's pouring out of there.
It's only about 10,000 litres a day.
Yeah, it's pouring out of there, so.
Do you have to boil it or?
Yeah.
Have you got power?
We've got power. So, it's just something we just assume when it first came on. It's like, flick. Because I can't.
We don't have power, and we're still doing that. You go walk into the toilet and you flick the light on. It's like, I just wish that would fucking work. we had no idea that we had a wetback, and we'd all been shoveling silt. Like, Jason done it at work last week, and we went round to Fred, my Marty and I, so we just decided that we were going to have cold showers because we had a bit of water running. And Jace went first, and he's, oh my god, we've got hot water. And we're like, we must have power. And it's like, really? No power. And then we're thinking, how the hell have we got hot water? And Mum goes, oh, the fire. It must be a wet bag.
Gorgeous.
It took us 10 minutes or so to figure it out.
You've got enough water going into your hot water tanks. Most people who have got water don't have enough water to go into their hot water tank.
We're so lucky because we don't have liquefaction.
Right.
In our street, and Lake Terrace Road is sort of okay round the corner. That and sort of about 4 houses up. That's when it starts getting really bad.
Yeah.
So we're in a wee pocket. We were just okay with water, but I think we're on bad lines, so power-wise. So
everyone in Kashmir, they've got water, but they don't have enough to fill their hot water tank. And they've got power. Some have power, some don't. But it's not
dribbling.
It's still not enough to fill their hot water tank, so they can't have power.
I left a note. When the power came on, I thought, I thought the neighbour was outside. Wrote a wee note onto him. Power on. Yay! And then I put a smiley heart and the smiley face and the wee heart and Zeta. And I went and stuck it on their door because I knew they were out at that moment. Anyway, Jeremy comes home. All I heard was, look, I couldn't even tell you how he went. He went, oh no. It was such ecstasy.
Mm.
And he threw his son up in the air and caught him again, and he was dancing.
Well, it makes such a difference to him. Yeah. I mean, we couldn't believe we got it so quickly. We were prepared for 3 days.